Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome back to the Steelers Hangover. I am Brian Anthony Davis. Shannon White is with me. Tony DeFio is with me. And we are glad for the second week in a row and the third time this season that the Pittsburgh Steelers are victorious. So it's a good hangover. We like that. We like the good hangovers, not the face down in a puddle of your own vomit, feeling like you've just lost your dog, your wife, your job. Pretty much a country and western song from the 1970s. So with that being said, we're not feeling like that today. Next week, will there be a hangover? No, we're still going to be a high from this. Will there be a show? Absolutely, there will be a show. And there are plenty of opportunities for you to get involved in a show. So with the bye week coming up, what we're going to do, and this is Dave Schofield's brainchild. I'm going to give him credit for this. He likes alliteration like I do. I'm a big alliteration guy. He decided we would have the bye week bonanza. So the bye week bonanza, all of us are going to put a lot of people on the podcast side are going to put out their thoughts in a show. So there's going to be plenty of content next week of the season so far. But I want to know what you think. What about the people in the live chat? Do you want to hear what they have to say, Tony, Shannon?
Absolutely. Yeah, they're really resourceful. They have a lot of great insight.
So if you can organize your thoughts in 60 seconds, and that's really strange coming from me, who has never had a thought in less than 60 seconds. But for the sake of this, if you could go ahead and send us who you think the team MVP is, what your thoughts on the season so far. It's all in the article on, there's an article on the editorial side. And if you could go ahead and take a look at that too, it is going to tell you everything you need to know. And guess who you get to send it to? Me. Send it to BTS. I'm sorry. That's not it. That's my Twitter handle. Send it to BADavis8889@gmail.com. That's BADavis8889@gmail.com. Tony, if you want to throw that up, you can do that. And so what we're asking from you is you definitely need to put your name in the 60-second sound clip. Simply, as Dave says here, The audio needs to be the best quality you can provide. In other words, avoiding background noise such as crowds or pets is beneficial. I know you hear my pit every once in a while. They're mouthy. But you just put it on an audio file. Submit it to us at PTSC. Now, we cannot promise that just because you submit it, that it's going to make the air. And the reason being is we have the right to reject any submission based on improper language if the clip is not audible. I mean, if it doesn't work out, and I realize you don't have the professional equipment that some of us here do, if it does not seem genuine in nature. So there's different things that we're looking at here. But the questions we're asking, once again, name and or your username used in the live to the YouTube live chat or on the comments section of the BTSC website. So for instance, if Jaredevil, you can submit it with Jaredevil if you want. Or you could put your regular name. So if Wes Hickok does it, he would just put Wes Hickok. Thoughts on the Steelers season so far? Where do you see the Steelers going from here? Go ahead, put that in 60 seconds. Send it to, once again, badavis8889@gmail.com. We're going to put together a show or shows to be aired next week. So the deadline for submissions, we'd like to have it by Wednesday at 8 a.m. So if that's something you can do, you know, I tell my guys all the time as a podcast producer, I talked to Tony just before the show. I mean, I said, you know, he's submitting something. Now, his isn't going to be 60 seconds. His is going to be about 10 to 15 minutes because we are doing this here as well. But with his submission, what he's going to go ahead and submit, he's like, yeah, I did a couple takes. Is that correct, Tony? You did a couple takes?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, don't worry about it. You know what? I have the power of editing. I could help you out. So go ahead and send your stuff in.
I'm having trouble getting your email just right here. My computer is acting slow. So I'm trying to put it in multiple times. Okay. This last one's the right
no
one.
Problem.
So please,
no problem.
Please don't disregard the first two, everybody out there. And the last one's the right one. Is that right, Brian?
I cannot see it yet. And I will look. BA Davis 8. Let me see the final one because it's 8889. Yes, there it is. The final one is BA Davis 8889@gmail.com. And I'll give you a reason to understand that. 8889. I graduated from high school. I was a senior in high school in 88/89. That's why it's that way there. So it's not for Lynn Swan, Benny Cunningham. It's not for Emmanuel Sanders and Vance McDonald. It's not for Courtney Hawkins and Ernie Mills. Can't think of any funny 88, if any more funnier 88s right now than that. 89 was Jericho Cotri. I need another 88. Well, it's not for Pat Freiermuth and Jericho Cotri. There you go. So, all right. So let's go ahead and I'm just going to go through. If I don't read your question or comment, I do apologize. But let's go ahead and look at this. Wrong one. So I'm not sure what that was. I can look back and see what John was answering. I'm not sure. Boy, my computer is slow today too. Steeler Chick 46. Even with Ben, we are, I think, the second youngest team in the NFL. That sounds about right. Shannon, is that true?
I think so. If you take Ben, Hayward, and Hayden off, definitely they're the second youngest team.
That's a Dave Schofield question right there, I think. I would honestly say that. That's something that that's what's great about Dave. He can take something like that, turn that into an entire show, and it would be compelling from beginning to end. Scott Wells said this at the beginning of the show. I want to bring this up. And it's simple. Three words. Talk Chris Boswell. How awesome is Chris Boswell? That's all I'm going to say about that. And that might sound like a question, but that's an exclamation. I don't have a question mark on that. I have just exclamation points now at this point. Guys, is he the most automatic kicker that you could remember in Steeler history?
Absolutely. He's the greatest kicker they've ever had. He just doesn't get the pub because so many kickers are exceptional today. Whereas back in Gary Anderson's day, you know, there were only a few that you could think of that were up around 75-80%. Well, now so many kickers are up around 90%, but thankfully he's one of them. And he's just this year, he's just, he's in the zone and you just have all the faith in the world that he's going to make every kick.
Shannon, Chris Boswell, man, I'm loving what he's doing.
Oh, he's clutch. And if you take out the 2018 season, he would be right there in the discussion with Tucker. He's the second most accurate kicker after Tucker currently in the league. He's just so consistent. And he's added range. When he first came up, 50 yards was about his max. We've seen him hit a 59-yarder, a 56-yarder, the longest kick in Hinesfield history. So he's got it all now. Even the kickoffs go through the end zone usually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we wanted him gone in 2018. We were just – and it was a bad year. And I say we, it's just the fans and Steeler Nation. Yeah, they were down on the guy. And he had something going on, and he didn't want to talk about it because – He said, "No, I'm fine. It's I'm just not kicking right now." He didn't make any excuses. It just was not working. And he came out the next year, and it is working. I just want to bring up this one from Ron Chess. Bad Tony Shannon. Thank God for TJ Cam Hayward, Najee Freiermuth, Norwood Claypool is garbage. I'm going to agree with all of those things except for I don't think Claypool is garbage. But. Two receptions for 17 yards is not good. Tony, what's your thoughts on Chase?
I think he's going to be a superstar. It's just right now he's an inconsistent young player, which you see a lot from young receivers. I don't think he's garbage. I mean, that's, you know, you can name a lot of receivers from the recent past that you could put in that category, but not Claypool. The talent is quite evident. He just needs to find consistency. I mean, don't forget, Antonio Brown had some up and down years early on before he really became the greatest. He had the greatest run ever in NFL history. So it's just a matter of time for him. I think the more they can make him a focal point of the passing game, the better that offense is going to be.
So let's go ahead and look at this. I got to bring up this one. This one just makes me smile because it's a lot of black and gold hearts here. Patricia Castaneda. Happy. Hey, Steelers fam. Happy Victory Monday. Love it. That just makes me feel good. I've got to bring this one up. Yes, too says greetings from Hong Kong. I love it. Tony, can't you wait to go back to your class reunion and go, hey, guess what? Boys, girls, I'm international.
I can't wait. Although, I just passed my 30th year graduation, so I have to wait till 35.
Well, there's a early hip hop song, and why am I from the 80s or maybe early 90s? I'm internationally known. I mean, I can't. What is that from? I can't remember now. Now that's killing me. Shannon, do you know your hip hop?
No.
He's like, no. and Patricia, back to Patricia, she's Steelers Nation Mexico. So you were definitely internationally known today here. I love it. Wes said this earlier, and I missed this, so I want to bring it up. Good thoughts from Wes. Our OT win tells me don't screw with our defense. Yeah. Bend. Don't break, and when it's time to shine, TJ Watt. All I can say is $28 million is worth it.
Well, look at his last two plays. Look. Oh, absolutely. Last night was he was worth. He earned it just about every penny. I mean, but look at how, the last two plays the Seahawks had in overtime. They're third and four from midfield. They're about to go in a field goal range. Boom! He sacks Geno. The very first play after the Steelers punted, he sacks Geno again, strips the ball, and game over. So, I mean, my gosh, don't mess with the defense, and especially don't mess with TJ Watt.
Shannon White, I mean, how much are you loving this guy right now?
That was what we've all been waiting on. I've been very critical of TJ that he puts up a lot of stats, but when it comes to winning time and making those big plays that directly impact the final outcome, like James Harrison, Troy Polamalu, all the defensive player of the year candidate winners for the Steelers in the past would make, TJ hasn't had that signature moment. Last night was his breakout, his signature moment.
Right.
He was absolutely dominating in overtime. Even when they tried to triple team him, he still showed all out hustle and ability to come back and make that strip sack, which basically won the game. So that was a huge moment, kind of a monkey off his back. And I think that we can expect even greater things moving forward, because the one thing he was missing from his defensive player of the year resume was those type of plays. And he did it on prime time with the whole nation watching. So it was a great, great performance.
How did they review that last catch or fumble? That to me was terrible. These refs stink. Mark Davidson, one of our very own. And he also said at the beginning of the show that he's still hung over. Guys, let's run through that one really quick, because I'm wondering about that. That's just Mike Tomlin called it embarrassing.
Right. I mean, it was obvious that it was a catch, and he took what, several steps before he got tackled. I mean, I don't know what they were looking at, why they decided to review that play. It just didn't make any sense, but it confused everybody. And I guess the Seahawks got a break because they got to spike it twice. But I mean, really, if you're going to review that play, then you stop the play immediately, and there's 8 seconds left. So I don't think it was an unfair thing for the Steelers. It was just really, really weird.
Shannon, I want you to address this next one. And there's a lot of people that are saying this. This isn't the first I've seen this. But Mike Eckenrod means it when he says Devin Bush is a bust, because he has 2 exclamation points in all caps. A lot of people are saying that. What's your thoughts with Devin Bush? What's up with him right now?
I think it's far too early to say he's a bust, because his rookie year, his speed was such an asset that the Steelers had been missing since Shazier's injury. Then he was really coming on last year prior to, you know, his knee injury that caused him to miss the rest of the season. Anybody that's had an ACL injury knows it takes a full year to get back even 80 to 90%. That last 10% is full confidence and your complete burst back. He doesn't have it. Then he suffered a groin injury. People are forgetting that he missed time with a groin injury already. Groin injuries further limit your explosive elements to your game. So he's been playing, but he's a shadow of his fully healthy self at the moment due to the mental blocker from the knee plus the groin injury. So hopefully the bye week and further time to heal, we'll start seeing him start looking like he did at the early portion of last year in the second part of this season.
You know what? The next guy I'm going to bring up, I was going to bring up his question now that it, but it just something sparked in me. Have you guys watched, not watched, have you listened to what Ian's talking about yet? And if you haven't, still said yes, because it's an awesome show. So Kyle Kreis is here, and he has a question, but by listening to you talk right there, Shannon, I was thinking that would have been perfect. The entire segment would have been perfect for Kyle and Greg, because I think they would have had the groin injury tracker on you, because they could have, you said groin injury 4 times in that little bit of time. So I could just heard bing, heard bing, bing. Kyle, you might want to take the audio from this and do the groin injury tracker. And anytime we talk, Dave Schofield and I we call it a Sam Malone now, because if you know from Cheers, the famous episode when he was on the on the sports broadcast, and he's rapping groin injury, groin injury. So you have to say it like that from now on. So there you go. Kyle wants to know, is Loudermilk earning more time? I talked about it earlier. We talked about that. We kind of talked about this earlier. Just yes or no. Do you think this guy is worth the fourth round pick next year that's going to Miami?
Is it me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. When, like we, I talked about earlier, Loudermilk is definitely earning more time, more snaps. He's, I did not understand that draft capital still was, you know, have to wonder, you know, who else was after him and what new services. You know, a lot of times rumors get started during draft night, but regardless, if he pans out, he pans out and he will be worth it. And right now you see what they see, outstanding length and strength and potential. And to have Hayward as his teacher, his mentor, he looks like he could really turn into a very good starter eventually. So, yeah, I would say he's worth it.
I want to go back to the Stephen Tuitt conversation because I missed this earlier and I'm finding it now. Brad Jewett says they're not allowed to say what's happening. It makes no sense to me. My friend who plays for the Vikings wasn't allowed to tell me what his injury was when they put him on IR. That's really interesting. So I guess some things are absolutely hush-hush with that. And I know, Brad, you have a friend that plays for the Vikings. I had a friend who used to play for the Vikings, and his name is Tony DeFeo. Was that the Crafton Vikings or the Pittsburgh Vikings? Who did he play for?
The Sheridan Vikings, right down the road.
The Sheridan Vikings.
Yeah, and believe me, I had a lot of injuries, and they were always disclosed. So I guess things have changed since 1984.
Oh, the world wanted to know in 1984 what was going on with Tony DeFeo. Well, I was playing for the American Outfitter Eagles.
Yeah, there you go. Wow, that's a good one. Yeah, we could have played for the Eagles. Traveling league.
Yeah, that would have been great. I was like 80-pound nose tackle and a messenger end. I would bring in the plays and I'd be the receiver. I think I had one ball thrown to me the entire time. But I did, man, we were red, white, and blue too. We're American Outfitter, the Eagles. I think we were like, ended up like 1-5 and 2-4 both years. So I combined 3 wins. We weren't that good, but I still love those days. I would go back to those days and then go home on a Thursday night after we had practiced all week, but go home on a Thursday night, watch Cosby Show, Family Ties, Cheers, and Night Court. So wow, I can see you doing that too. Did you play peewee football? Yeah. I was asking Shannon, but let me go back to the Vikings real quick. Were you guys purple?
No. I don't know. We were like green or something. It was like a greenish color, I remember.
That's the Green Vikings. Shannon White, did you ever play peewee football?
No.
You're a baseball guy, right?
Yes.
Okay. So that's really interesting stuff. So I don't know how I got off on that, but that's really interesting stuff from Mr. Jewett. So we do appreciate that. Lots of great stuff, guys. As I look through here, XNB, once again, we went away from the run, went away from Ben under center, went away from the play action. Why is that happening, Tony?
That's a good question, because after the Denver game, it should have been the blueprint they used for Sunday night, unless it was a matchup thing that they were trying to exploit. But it didn't make any sense to me. It seemed like, you know, they went back to their old ways after 1 week of success. I don't get it.
So, Shannon, are you concerned about the play calling, or is this just something that's always going to be?
The play calling, they actually tried. They're trying to work in the RPOs. Ben took actually did a play action pass, which I think started with all of us, the fans. I think it started with the Seahawks. Their safeties immediately just started flying back deep because they thought for sure that's what was coming. And then Ben was able to drop it right over the middle to Harris for a good gain. It needs to be worked in some more consistently. But they're starting to be able to work in a little bit more of the game plan because they can build off of the success they're having with Harris in the running game. Everything's going to be predicated off of that. And, of course, that's dependent on the offensive line. So I think that Canada is trying to find a comfort zone between him and Ben and where they can have some consistency and confidence.
Very good. Now, I can't bring this up on the screen. Oh, here it is. I finally found it, man. I was searching all over for it. Tyler W., he was a quarterback for the Rams in seventh grade. I love it. What color were the Rams? That's the question I want to ask. Brian Brown in 1984, he was 13. I turned 13 in December of 84. So 84 is my absolute favorite year. But Alexander Parrott, 449. Is that Euros, guys? I my brain hurts. But keep up the great work, fellas. 3-3 now. Let's go, Steelers. Next game, it's Brown, so it's going to be flushed down. I love it. That is hilarious. I taught my kids at a very early age to say that. If it's Brown, flush it down. Brian Brown, I played for the Southeast Steelers in Little League. So that's really cool. In Little League Baseball, I played for the Red Sox and the Dodgers. So, and I won championships with the Red Sox in 1982 and the Dodgers in 1984. I wasn't that good, but I was there. And but the thing is, I was the kid that talked the most. So if anybody had a hype guy, if the teams, Little League teams in Arbutus Little League, had hype guys, it was me. So I took credit for all the glory. You got to be that guy sometimes. So with that being said, guys, it was a great victory. I don't care if they had it have overtime. A win's a win. And you know what I say about ugly wins? Somebody mentioned an ugly man. You know what happens at 2 a.m.? It's not pretty all the time. But that was a 2 a.m. win. So I'm very happy. Tyler W. is also me too bad, bad player on a good team. Hey, we gotta have that. Somebody's got to be Daniel McCullers, right? And that just happened to be me back in the day. But I was a little dude. I was actually little. I'll tell you that. I'm going to have to try to find a picture one of these days. I found a picture of my 1989 graduation with my mullet, and I showed some people at work because we were having a conference meeting and we were showing pictures from then. And it was one of those things where, like, my gosh, how long was that hair? I'm like, well, that was 1989. Like, one girl was like, I wasn't even born in 89. I'm like, all right, check, please. But yeah, you would love 1984 bad. 80 pounds with flowing dark curly hair with mullet down to here. Talking, reciting Weird Al lyrics and Huey Lewis lyrics and talking a lot of smack. So that's that's what I did. One thing that Michael O'Malley mentions this, so was Ebron's Tuttle. Was that amazing? How about Eric Ebron? That's one thing about Canada's offense. You had never seen Eric Ebron run before like that. That was actually pretty. I thought it was, not just pretty. Let's call it majestic, guys.
Yeah, he looked like an incredible athlete on that play.
Tyler W. says, love the mullet. That's great. Arthur Mullet's another guy. I have a crush. I have a Steelers crush on Arthur Mullet. He might be my next Mike Hilton.
He brings so much intensity and energy when he plays. That's what I like about him.
Did it help Shannon that he was cut and came back, and now he's just like, he's not getting cut again in his mind?
If you remember, I predicted that he would see the majority of the minutes in the slot as the season progressed, because he does. He's very similar in ability to Mike Hilton, and they're using him a lot in the similar ways, not blitzing him as much. They've resisted doing that this year.
The Steelers, I don't remember that. Do you remember that, Tony?
Yeah.
I wrote it down. I have it right here in my notebook.
No, that never happened.
The Steelers are playing tentatively on offense and defense, and it's like they don't want to make the big mistake because of on offense. So they've actually kind of neutered the offense. They're not being as aggressive. At one point in the game yesterday, it was second and one around midfield. In the past, you knew what was coming. They're going to try, you know, on a second one, they're going to try to hit something deep down the field. And they run it and just got the first down. It's out of character for what they've been in the past. And then on defense, where they used to love to blitz Hilton or bring an extra guy, they're scared of giving up the big play, so they're playing more reserved at this point so far in the season. That could change in the second half of the season. We'll have to see. But I think that they need confidence before they can be more aggressive.
So I want to say, too, I mean, not to be outdone, because I know Shannon did make a pretty good prediction with Arthur Mollett, and I'm going to say that I made a pretty good prediction, too, and that was about Najee Harris, that I thought he was going to be half decent. So I'll just go ahead and say that as well. So with that being said, gentlemen, let's go check out some Monday Night Football. As Patricia Castaneda says, Bills 3, Titans 0 right now. That's an interesting game. So I'm going to go ahead and check that out. And somebody also mentioned Collinsworth earlier. I'm going to keep on saying I love that guy. I know not a lot of people love him, but he's still my dude. But Reggie Rivers, was it Reggie? I think Reggie wrote it earlier, and I lost it, that he had never scored a touchdown against the Steelers. And I did not know that. Have you ever heard that?
Tonight's the first time
I've heard. Tony, were you aware of that?
No.
Man, I wish I could find that. I thought that was really interesting. As I was looking through, you know, guys, I feel like I'm all over the place tonight. And the reason I'm all over the place is I am just elated. You feel better when the Steelers win, and I'm feeling good. And guess what? You get to keep this victory for an extra week. So I do have to bring up this one last quote before we get out of here. This is just a comment. Shannon thinks Renegade is hip hop music.
Yeah, I'm an 80s. I
love it.
Give me some hair metal. I'll be happy.
You know I am too. A little White Lion, a little
winner. There we go. Any of that.
You know, I can see Tony into that too. I was into Twisted Sister. I was definitely a Van Halen guy, so I get it. So let's go ahead and let's get out of here. Thank you so much. Look, guys, girls, even if we have canines and cats, even though I'm sort of afraid of cats, but that's okay if you want to. If you want to watch and listen, if you want to have your cat on the show, that's fine. My dog usually is right next to me. I don't know where she is tonight. I've got a few dogs, but Luna likes to hang out with me here during the shows. But we can't do these shows without you. We are having another record month. For the third month in a row, we're going to break a BTSC all-time record. We broke one in August. In September, we broke one by... We broke that record that we beat in August by 160,000 downloads. Woo. And now we're about to beat that record again. And if that happens, the first person that you thank is all of you. Because we can't Absolutely. Do these shows. We can't get inspired for these shows without you. We are just three football nerds that love to talk about it. And somehow, somewhere... we got blessed with the opportunity to have microphones put in front of us and asked to talk about it. Basically, we're writers that just weaseled our way onto this platform. And we appreciate the fact that you guys let us in to your lives. So we appreciate it. So thank you very, very much. That's a big deal to us. And like I said, you're all a part of it. So once again, we want to give you a chance. You want to do a 60-second clip? We will do our best to get it on for you. Once again, badavis8889@gmail.com. We're going to play it at the end of the week. Play it a couple times, and we'll have it on Podcast Network. And guess what? You can tell all your friends and family, check this out. I'm on BTSC Radio. That's awesome. And I think it would be great. So thank you. Man, we are getting a lot. We are getting a lot of awesome, awesome comments, and I love it. So thank you so much. When are the Chatters podcast due? I'd like to have that just me. Good question. I would like to have that Monday morning by 8 a.m. So I have a chance to process all them, go through. I'm going to do about maybe about five a show. And when I say 8 a.m., 8 a.m. Eastern, if it shows up at 9 o'clock Eastern, I'm not going to turn it away. You know, I mean, I get that. So, I mean, I understand everything. So definitely please get those in. I think I want to hear your voices, man. I see Kathy Forehead on here. I see McAdoo all the time. Devin Logan. I see these names, Felicia in front of me, Patricia. I want to hear your voices. I think that'd be awesome. I wish we had the ability. David Poe, I'd love to hear from Clarence, Josh, Stacy Lynn, Felicia, Brian Brown, Bert. I want to hear from Tyler W, Josh Parker, X Eddie B. And I know I'll get an A from X Eddie B because he's from Canada. And if I hear his voice, he might be my most favorite Canadian over both Chase Claypool and Michael Beck. So with that being said, now, hey, it's so much fun. Thank you so much. Thanks for letting us be a part of your lives. And thank you for being a part of ours. It goes beyond just football. It's nice to know that there are people out there that bleed black and gold. And but black and gold's fine, but the hearts that beat behind your replica jerseys are more important to me. So thank you to Josh Parker's from Canada too. So Josh Parker will be a favorite Canadian of mine as well. So more favorite than Matt, Canada, I guess. I don't mind him. All right. With that being said, I'm done blabbing. Check out BTSC for all your Pittsburgh Steelers needs. We love you. For Shannon, for Tony, my name is Brian Anthony Davis, and you can call me Bad. And with that, what we want to do is we want to have you do three things, and it's simple. One, be safe out there. Two, be true to yourself. And number three, always be behind the steel curtain. And just when you think you've got all the answers,
we keep changing the questions.
Woo! Good night, BTSC Nation. We love you.
Oh, how it rips me, but love makes me live for tomorrow.